fascinating the Tarawih Salat, the 8th Supara was recited. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences mentioning that some people are so hard and so firm in the kufr and disbelief that even if clear signs come to them, they are not prepared to accept. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that don't worry, for every Nabi we had made enemies. Some of them are human beings in a human form, and some of them are jinnat. So O Nabi of Allah, you do not worry, you continue doing your actions and leave them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In here there is a lesson for every one of us, that if a person has got some kamal and perfection in his life, automatically he will have enemies in his life. But a person must not worry too much about his enemies, try to cause harm to them. He must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to look and protect him. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about food, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, in which a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that food he can eat. And where Allah's name is not taken, a person must stay very, very far away from that food. This is actually what caused a person to get inspired by shaitan, by eating haram food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُذِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you have to follow majority rule in the earth, then they will must guide you from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Islam, there is no such thing as majority rule. You have to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if the majority believe in something contrary to that, today in the system of the world, democracy, this is against the Islamic teachings and the Islamic way. The Islamic way is khilafat, in which a person will follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the khalifa and the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not what is the rule of man, what man decides. The majority have decided a certain thing, but we have to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if Allah those people whom Allah intends to guide towards Islam, Allah opens up their hearts towards Islam. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are there any signs that a person's heart has opened up towards Islam? That there is nur has entered his heart now, light has entered his heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there are three signs. The first sign is a person is disinclined from this world of deception. His heart is not in there. He is living in this world, doing the work, but his heart is disinclined. Number two, wal inabatu ila daril khulud. A person's heart is inclined towards the life of the year after, the everlasting life. And number three, a person is preparing for death before death comes to a person. A person must judge himself that is the light of Islam entered my heart or not. When a person will see now that has these qualities within a person or not. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail certain evil qualities of the mushrikeen, those who took partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in great detail certain rusumat and customs and foolish beliefs which they had. Coming to the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 10 principles which was found in all the Anbiya alayhi wasalam's teachings. In Musa alayhi wasalam's teachings, it is famous as the 10 commandments. All the Anbiya alayhi wasalam came with these basic teachings. The first one was that Allah tushriku bihi shay'a, that never ever make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take matters with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, immediately thereafter Allah mentions about the rights of parents, wabil walidaini ihsana, to be kind towards one's parents. Shows the great rights which parents have got over the children. Number three, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أُولَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ. Never ever kill your children due to poverty, fear of poverty. This is the one meaning in the Arabs, they used to kill their children, bury them alive. In today's time, by means of abortion. By means of abortion, people are killing their children. So this is completely incorrect also. Mawlana Ahmad Lahori rahmatullahi says there is another meaning also, that do not spiritually kill your children due to the fear of poverty, that you are so worried about them that you must send them to such places where the iman will be destroyed. For example, a person sends to university because he is worried, I'll get poverty in life, my children won't earn so much money, Allah Ta'ala says, we are the one who gives rozi to them and we give you rozi also. So don't worry that about the rozi so much that you spiritually you destroy them completely, you kill them. And he says this is also a kind of killing your children, where you will deprive them of the knowledge of deen. They've got no deen knowledge at all. You are only worried about the education, the Western education. And even you will send them to such places, like the universities. A person sends his daughter, for example, to a university and she's staying there. Or even the sons, they are staying in such environments and the iman is being destroyed completely. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't kill your children spiritually also. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, number four, do not come close to any immoral actions. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَن. Outward immoral actions and inward immoral actions. Any kind. Inside also, outside also, a person must not do any immoral actions. Number five, do not kill any person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram to kill. Some people Allah has given permission, a person becomes a murtad, he leaves the fall of Islam. Or for example, a person, he kills somebody else, he murders somebody else, then you have got a right to kill that person. But if a person, and a person who commits zina, a person has committed adultery, is married, then that person can be killed Islamically. But besides that, a person must not kill anybody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَارِ الْيَتِيمِ. Do not come close to the wealth of the orphans. Any person's wealth, you must not steal it. But more so the wealth of the orphan, because he has got no one to look after him. Then fulfill all your deals, your business deals, fairly your weights and measures. A person must be very, very fair in his business deals. And وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَأَدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. When you have to speak, speak with justice. Even if you have to speak to your family members, speak fairly to them. If they are doing wrong, you must tell them. Do not just take part sides with them because they are my family members. وَبِعَهَدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُوا. Fulfill the pacts and promises which we have made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ فَاتَّبِعُوا. And follow the straight path, the path which is leading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any other path will divert a person, turn a person away. What is the path? Allah Ta'ala says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلَّهُ مُبَارَكٌ. This is a book which we have revealed to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's full of barakat and blessings. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. So follow this book, follow this kitab. وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's special mercy will come down upon a person. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one principle. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. A person will bring a good action, for him will be 10 times the reward thereof on the day of Qiyamah. You know, the ulama say, not a person who does, مَنْ فَعَلَ الْحَسَنَةَ. Man ja'a bil hasana, a person who brings a good action. It means many, many people do good actions in this world, but they destroy the good actions. For example, a person did a good action, but then he did it out of show. So on the day of Qiyamah, he won't bring it. Or he did it, but then he backbited about somebody, he caused harm to somebody. That good action was taken and given to the other person. So he won't get the reward of it. So you have to not just to do our action, but to look after the action and bring it on the day of Qiyamah. For him, will get 10 times the reward. Wa man ja'a bis sayyi'ah, and a person who brings an evil action, then he will get a similar punishment. Allah Ta'ala is very, very merciful. For good, Allah multiplies 10 times. For evil, Allah Ta'ala will give the same punishment. But here also Allah mentions, man ja'a bis sayyi'ah, who brings an evil action. It means if a person has done an evil action in this world, but thereafter he makes tawbah, he asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah will forgive that person. And on the day of Qiyamah, he'll come. Day of Qiyamah, he'll come. It will be completely wiped off his book of deeds. So a person must continuously make tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we must follow the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Every portion of my life, whether it's my ibadat or it's my living, my dying, everything is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our connection must be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the last ayat of this surah that Allah has sent you in this world as his khalifa, as his vicegerent, and the object of sending you here is to test you. This whole world is an examination, and Allah wants to see who will pass. Those who will fail the examination, Allah is very, very quick in punishing people. وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And on the other hand, if a person is obedient to Allah ta'ala, Allah forgives in great abundance, and Allah is most merciful. The next surah is Surah Araf. Some ulama have mentioned that in Surah Fatiha, a person asks Allah Ta'ala for hidayat and guidance. So Allah Ta'ala guided the people in Surah Baqarah against the Jews. The Jews, Allah Ta'ala give them hidayat and guidance. Surah Ali Imran, the Christians were guided. In Surah Nisa and Surah thereafter, Ma'idah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala spoke about the Arab people, the wrongs that they were doing, what was to correct them. In Surah An'am, Allah Ta'ala spoke about the Majus, the fire worshippers, and what wrongs they had. In Surah Araf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives da'wah to the whole of mankind in general. That is why in this surah 4 times Allah mentions Ya Bani Adam, or the children of Adam alayhi salam. This is the only surah in the Quran where Allah mentions this here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the beginning ayat, Kitabun unzila ilayka. The main thing is to follow the guidance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent, the wahi and revelation which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. Follow only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what He has revealed to you. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَا. Besides leaving aside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not follow any other persons. The person will be destroyed. Remember, you will have to come on the day of Qiyamah. You will have a scale to check up your goods. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. If your scales are heavy, you are successful. But if your scales are light, then you are the ones who have been in great, great loss. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the first man who came in this world, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah had given him great, great honor and respect. They were all commanded to make sajda to him. But Iblis was not prepared, and he refused. قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, and Shaitan said, oh Allah, your command is not right. It's completely incorrect. I am better than Adam alayhi salam. How can I make sajda to him? You created me from fire. You created him from sand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Iblis, go from Jannah, go out from here. You will be disgraced and humiliated. And then Shaitan, disrespect which he had within him, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. He said, oh Allah, because you must guided me, I will turn man away from the straight path. I will come to them from the front, from the back, from the right side, from the left side. Different ways. From the side of ibadat, from the side of the khayshat and desires, from the tire of putting shak and doubt in them. All different ways that will come into them. And you will not find that they will have the quality of shukr within themselves. Our Hazrat has taught us that this quality of shukr, if a person has the quality of shukr, inshallah he will be safe from all the tricks of shaitan. Because shaitan is saying that he will not find them making shukr. So when a person will make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is building up his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Realizing everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah he will be safe from the tricks of shaitan. Anyhow, when he was kicked out, then shaitan said, I will also take out Adam alayhi salam and his wife from Jannah. Allah Ta'ala commanded them not to eat from a certain tree. But shaitan went to them and he took a qasam in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, if you eat from this tree, you will become angels. You will love forever and forever. You will get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not knowing that a person can take a qasam in an oath when speaking lies, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ate from this tree. And when this happened, they had ate from the wrong thing. Immediately their clothes became was removed, the jannati clothes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, didn't I tell you people that shaitan is your open enemy? Immediately Adam alayhi salam, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. He admits, shaitan on one side, when he was commanded, he did not accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adam alayhi salam on the other side, as soon as he made a mistake, he realized his mistake. Allah was teaching human beings till the day of Qiyamah that in this world, shaitan is your open enemy. And he will come and try to misguide you, show you the forbidden fruit. Do this and do this guna. This is the benefit. This is the great benefit. A person will fall in there. Great harm will be caused to a person. Like Adam alayhi salam, the clothing was removed. Yeah, also harm will be caused to us. But immediately a human being is a person, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. And a shaitan on the other hand is one who will not accept his mistake and his fault. And he will try to justify himself, try to cover up himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go down in the earth and I will send wahi and revelation to you people. And you have to come back to me eventually. Live in the world for a short while and fulfill your duty and responsibility and then come back to us. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala four times mentions Ya Bani Adam, or the children of Adam alayhi salam. And in three of these ayahs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about clothing. To show the great importance of clothing. That a person, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا, we have sent down clothing for you people to cover your private parts and as a means of beautification for yourselves. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. And the third level of clothing, one is to cover the private parts, one is the means of beautification, and one is the clothing of taqwa. Some ulama say this means the heart. A person also has to be worried about the outside also, and his heart also. He must get the clothing of taqwa. This is the best kind of clothing. Some other ulama say, وَلِبَاسُ أَهْلِ التَّقْوَى. We wear the clothing of the people of taqwa, the pious people. Inshallah, this will encourage a person towards the right path. When a person is wearing the clothes of certain people, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever you imitate, you will be regarded amongst those people. So if you imitate the pious people, you wear the clothing of the people of piety, then inshallah, then this will save a person from many, many evils. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the second place, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, let not shaitan misguide you. Like how he took out your parents from Jannat, taking off their clothing, so that their private parts becomes concealed. And in the third place also Allah Ta'ala says, when you go to the masjid and you are performing salat, wear your best clothing, wear neat, decent clothing. Yet the ulama say, the fuqaha have mentioned, it is makruh for a person to wear clothing, such clothing, which he will not go in front of other people, honorable people. He will go to their shops, he won't go in such clothing. Many people at home, they are performing salah, they are wearing pyjamas and performing salah. So the ulama say that this is makruh, this is not correct, because a person now is standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the King of Kings, in front of other normal people, you won't stand. How can you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this kind of clothing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَكُلُّ وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. And you can eat, Allah has made certain things halal for you. Do not regard what Allah has made halal as haram. Eat and drink. But the main thing is, وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Do never ever waste. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah hates a person who wastes. He eats a little bit of bread and then he kicks the bread away after the day. Or he eats a little bit of food and then he wastes the food. Allah Ta'ala hates a person. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. It's a very, very evil quality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have not made haram for you people tasty food in this world, beautiful clothing. There's nothing wrong for the people of Iman. They can use it in this world also. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be specially for them. But Allah has made haram. Immorality, Allah has made haram. All kinds of sins, oppression, making partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and making up your own masail, putting it on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You got no knowledge of it, and you are putting something which Allah has made halal, you are saying is haram. You are making your own shariat, your own laws. No, a person must follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it was revealed to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three groups. One is the people of Jannat. They will go to Jannat. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا. And they will say all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has guided us towards this year. A believer is always, he will put that, he will say that it has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ وَالْقَالَ from Jannat, that this is the Jannat which we have earned, which we have become the warith, inheritors. bima kuntum ta'amalun, because of your good actions. Yeah, the ulama said, because they attributed it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said, no, because of the good actions which you people did, that is why I'm giving you Jannah. So a person must always attribute everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the people of Jannah will call the people of Jahannam and say, that did you find what Allah ta'ala has promised you as the truth? We have found it. Have you people also found it? They will say, yes, we also found it. And then the caller will call out, Allah'natullahi ala al-zalimin, Allah's curse be upon the zalims and oppressors, those who are in Jahannam. So the people of Jannah and Jahannam will have a discussion. And then there will be the people of Jahannam asking the people of Jannah, please give us a little bit of water, some food. They will say, the people of Jannah will say, Allah has made it haram upon the kuffar and disbelievers. So they will be suffering great difficulty in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect and save all of us. And there will be a third group, Ashabul A'raf, those people whose good deeds and evil deeds was completely equal. They will have to wait a certain while before entering Jannah. They will go through some difficulty and then eventually they will enter Jannah. In here there is encouragement that we must make sure that our good actions are far, far greater than our evil actions, so that a person can enter into Jannah directly. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain of his qudrat and his signs. And then at the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in detail mentions the different anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. The reason why Allah mentions this here is to tell the whole of mankind. About six anbiya alayhim salam are mentioned, what the nations. That the first thing Allah is telling us, that see, those people who followed the anbiya alayhim salam, finally they were completely successful. And those who went against the teachings of the anbiya alayhim salam, eventually they were in complete loss. They were in disgrace, embarrassment. So the way of the anbiya alayhim salam, the wahi which they are bringing down, is just success. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam went to his people and called them. They were not prepared to accept him. Eventually they were destroyed, they were drowned. Hud alayhi salatu wa salam went to his people, Qawm Aad, and he called them. And they called him a foolish person, a stupid person. They were not prepared to accept. He encouraged them and told them, think about the people of the past, how they were destroyed. All Ambiya alayhi salam told the people, think of the people of the past. Remember the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think and ponder over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will realize Allah is the only one who is giving you this year. They were not prepared to accept. Allah ta'ala destroyed them. And those who had iman, Allah ta'ala protected them. Salih alayhi salatu wa salam went to his people. He showed them a clear sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a camel which came out pregnant from a mountain and gave birth. They asked for the sign. They were not prepared to accept it. He told them, think about the people of the past, how they were destroyed. Use your mind and your intelligence and see the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still they were not prepared to accept. They were also completely destroyed. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. They committed the evil action of homosexuality, which Allah ta'ala says no one before them ever did this action. Even the animals do such actions. They fulfill their desires with men, leaving aside women. And because their mind became so distorted, When he told them, they don't do this here, they say, you people must go out from our locality. إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسُ يَتَطَهَرُونَ. These are very, very pure people. Purity became an evil thing in their sight. They regarded it as a bad thing because their minds had become distorted. See, you are pure people, you are Pak people, you go from here. Yeah, we are people who are normal people. We are not like you people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who followed them also, even so, the wife of Lut alayhi salam, she was also completely destroyed. And the last incident Allah mentions about Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to the people of Madian. Clear signs he brought to them. And he told them, your business practices and your dealings, make sure you are bringing them according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not cheat people, be good with people. But they were not prepared to accept them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how Allah ta'ala destroyed them, which is in the starting of the ninth para, which inshallah we will discuss tomorrow. Allah give us understanding.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An Abi Uraqat qala sami'tu Aliyan radiyallahu anhu yaqul, والله لقد رأيت أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والله لقد رأيت أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فما أرى اليوم شيئا يشبههم لقد كانوا يصبحون صفرا شعثا غبرا بين أعينهم كأمثال لعب المعزى رعب المعزى قد باتوا لله سجدا وقياما يتلون كتاب الله يتراوحون بين جباههم وأقدامهم فإذا أصبحوا فذكروا الله مادوا كما يميد الشجر في يوم الريح وهملت أعينهم حتى تبل ثيابهم وذكر تمام الرواية رواه ابن أبي الدنيا. حضرت ابو راکہ رحمہ اللہ فرماتے ہیں کہ میں نے ایک دن حضرت علی رضی اللہ عنہ کے ساتھ فجر کی نماز پڑھی. جب آپ نماز سے فارغ ہوئے اور دانی طرف رخ کر کے بیٹھ گئے تو ایسے معلوم ہو رہا تھا کہ آپ بے چین اور غمگین ہیں. حتیٰ کہ جب سورج مسجد کی دیوار سے ایک نیزہ بلند ہوا تو انہوں نے دو رکعت نماز پڑھی. پھر اپنے ہاتھ کو پلٹ کر فرمایا کہ اللہ کی قسم میں نے حضرت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم کو دیکھا ہے، آج ان جیسا کوئی نظر نہیں آتا ہے۔ صبح کے وقت ان کی یہ حالت ہوتی تھی کہ رنگ زرد اور بال بکھرے ہوئے اور جسم غبار آلود ہوتا تھا، ان کی پیشانی پر سجدہ کا اتنا بڑا نشان نمایاں ہوتا تھا جتنا بڑا نشان بکری کے گھٹنے پر ہوتا ہے۔ ساری رات اللہ کے سامنے سجدہ کرتے ہوئے اور کڑے ہو کر قرآن کی تلاوت کرتے ہوئے گزار دیتے تھے اور سجدہ اور قیام میں راحت حاصل کرتے تھے۔ جب صبح ہو جاتی اور وہ اللہ کا ذکر کرتے تو ایسے جھومتے جیسے کہ تیز ہوا کے دن یا بار صبح کے وقت درخت جھومتا ہے، اور اس طرح روتے کے کپڑے گیلے ہو جاتے۔ حضرت علی رضی اللہ عنہ said, by Allah, verily I have seen the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I find none who resemble them today. They would awaken in the morning with nothing in their hands, no wealth, with disheveled hair and dusty clothes. On their forehead would be a mark resembling the knee of a goat due to long periods of time spent in prostration. They would spend the major portion of the night standing and prostrating before Allah, reciting the Quran, alternating between qiyam, standing and sajda, prostrating. When dawn would break, they would engage in Allah's zikr, swaying from side to side like how a tree sways on a windy day. Tears would flow from their eyes so much that even their clothes would become wet. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu once said, by Allah, verily I have seen the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I find none who resemble them today. They would awaken in the morning with nothing in their hands, no wealth, with disheveled hair and dusty clothes. On their foreheads would be a mark resembling the knee of a goat due to long periods of time spent in prostration. They would spend the major portion of the night standing and prostrating before Allah, reciting the Quran, alternating between qiyam, standing and sajda, prostrating. When dawn would break, they would engage in Allah's zikr, swaying from side to side, like how a tree sways on a windy day. Tears would flow from their eyes so much that even their clothes would become wet.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آم و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر۔ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، یار رہے یارم تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں، مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں، ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں، سرشار رہوں، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا، تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں، اب تو رہے بس تا دم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ۔ No. No. نفس شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ، اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر، چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ، مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو، بد کرداروں نہ معصیہ، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب، بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ، اب تو رہے بس تاند میں آخر، ورد زبا اے میرے الہ. مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے، ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا، نکلے میرے ہر بن منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا، اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا، حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر، ورد زبا اے میرے الہ. یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں، کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے، تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دوں، خانہ دل آباد رہے، سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں، غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے، سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں، تجھ سے فقط فن یاد رہے، اب تو رہے بس تاند میں آخر، ورد زبا اے میرے الہ. نارا مستانا خوش می آئے دم، تابت جانا چنی می بائے دم، اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شانہ، اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشاں، تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینار جام ہے، اللہ 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 الله الله يتشيري نسلنام شير شكا ويش وجانم تمام نام لیتے ہی نشا سا چھا گیا نام لیتے ہی نشا سا چھا گیا ذکر میں تاثیرے ڈوڑے جام ہے اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.